So we're here at the Blogger Zone, I believe that's called, here at Mix07 in Las Vegas. And I'm sitting here with Phil Hack. And Phil, why don't you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Could you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Phil Hack. I'm the CTO of Velocity. And for fun, I work on run the Subtext project, which is an open source blog engine for ASP.NET. And I also like to contribute to a bunch of other open source projects.
So what was your motivation for Subtext is a fork of .text, which was the blogging engine. What was your motivation for forking it and continuing that project going on?
At the time, I was working with .text and had a lot of ideas for different changes I wanted to make. And I got frustrated because at the time, it seemed like development had just completely died. And I think it just happened to be the timing where they were coming out, you know, probably incubating Community Server. And so when I finally heard about the announcement of Community Server, I had already spent a bit of time, you know, making improvements internally. And so I thought, you know, well, I'm, you know, I could either, at the time I wasn't sure what the future of Community Server would be. And I saw the licenses and I saw that, you know, .text was a BSD license, which is a great license for forking. You know, since development on .text, as it stood at the time, was dead, I thought, well, you know, a lot of people really like .text. They really like contributing to it. I have so many things I want to contribute to it, so I decided to, hey, what the hell, I'll fork it and move it forward and keep it open source.
Great, and so there's been a pretty decent community built up around Subtext, and I know I'm a member of the dev list, and I know there's a lot of people that, at a minimum, I see are contributing ideas. Are you seeing people actually contributing sources and patches that are making it into releases at a pretty decent rate?
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing a lot of contributions in a couple key areas. One of the things when I started the project, I wanted to really build a solid software development process around it. The build server, for example, we use cruisecontrol.net. We use Nant, which these guys over here are disparaging. And I just realized you can't see me point at them.
That's right.
And we've had a couple guys, Simone Chiaretta and Scott Dorman, recently just really take the build server and run with it. It all runs in a virtual machine. You can go to build.subtextproject.com and see our dashboard and see the build status, except for the fact that it was running in a server in my office, which just recently died, and I haven't yet replaced the hard drive. So that's one of the, it's a budget operation.
Oh, the days of open source, right? Yeah. So we're here at Mix, and earlier I ran into you at the mashup evening, and you were sitting with Miguel Diacaza, who's of Mono fame, which is the .NET implementation, CLR implementation on top of Linux. Any words of wisdom he was able to share with you in open source or anything going on there?
We were just kind of talking about the history of his involvement in various open source projects. And one of the things he was talking to us about was starting small, but just starting. You know, a lot of times when you approach a software project that you have a lot of big ideas and you have a lot of start thinking in abstractions and abstractions upon abstractions. And at some point, you just got to start and get something done and then build upon that. So I think that's really good advice in terms of how to approach a project like that.
So what, and then right before we sat down here, we're talking about another twist, because lately I've been adapting some skins for Subtext and as we're here at Mix, like a web designer and developer type conference, and this movement of open source getting into non-code areas, if you will, and this open source web design sites and CSS templates being licensed under open source licenses. What do you think about that?
I think it's great. I totally agree with you that we're seeing a lot of the open source web design website is just a great, it's a really great resource for web designers, or like you were talking about how you're learning CSS through it. Oh, shoot, someone's calling me. And I think, you know, we're seeing it in various other fields. I mean, I just read an article about, I can't even remember, like, you know, manufacturing processes are starting to go open source. One of my close buddies wants to start an open source bakery where the recipes are shared and built upon, and you really draw upon a community to improve it, you know, rather than just trying to keep everything proprietary.
Great. And so what are you excited about? What do you hear? What do you most want to hear coming out of Mix this week, or what are you kind of passionate about these days?
Well, I think my passion these days is around open source software in the Microsoft domain. I think, you know, a lot of people, if you look at the general developer population outside, you know, in the entire world, when you think when you think of open source, you know, Java has all these great implementations. You know, a lot of people don't realize that Microsoft is actually very fertile ground for open source. But the big names in open source are primarily in the Java or LAMP world. And I think what I'd like to see coming out of this conference is Microsoft either hinting at or making an announcement of an initiative to support open source more openly. For example, Google has their Summer of Code. They recently released you know, patches to MySQL. And you know, I think there's a big community, a growing community, I should say, of developers who really believe that Microsoft has the best development platform to write software for. And that are really building all kinds of great open source products that developers in corporations are using to help, you know, make their companies money. And it's, you know, the whole process is good for Microsoft because it gets people excited about Microsoft as a development platform. And so at some point, in one way or form or another, I think, you know, that would be a great thing to see Microsoft say, we are going to create an initiative to support open source on the Microsoft platform in some form or another.
Awesome. Thanks, Phil. It's good talking with you. And we can read more at hacked.com, HAACKED.com, right? All right. Thanks, Phil.
All right. Thank you.